Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast episode is number 185, and I'm recording it on the afternoon of March 20th, 2009. Well, today I wanted to talk a little bit about a great Lincoln book that I just finished up. I've had it on my shelf for a while and worked on it a little bit last summer and then just recently finished it this spring. And the title of the book is Lincoln's Sanctuary, Abraham Lincoln and the Soldier's Home by Matthew Pinsker. And this is a book that I received actually last summer when I was at the Gilder Learman Institute at Gettysburg. We did the Summer Institute on Lincoln, and we did a lot of work at Gettysburg. We did some different things with the battlefield and things within the city of Gettysburg. But then we also took a trip one of those days into Washington, D.C., and we did a couple things that related to Lincoln in Washington. And one of the really neat things that we did was we went in to see the old soldier's home, which was actually kind of like the summer White House for Lincoln. And I really didn't know anything about the old soldier's home when we went there, but really became fascinated about the concept of Abraham Lincoln and how much time that he spent at this other home in Washington, D.C. They estimate that probably about a quarter of Lincoln's presidency was spent at this second home that was a couple miles away from the White House. And when we went there that day, they were still in the stages of remodeling it. I believe actually this was in the summer of 2007 was when I did this. But as we went through the house, they were still putting some different things on the walls, and they were doing a little bit of woodworking and stuff, and they were trying to figure out kind of where they were going to put displays and things. But the old soldier's home is this incredible sight that you can really walk into and see as it was during Lincoln's time. And there's also a visitor's facility there that you can visit. But there's this book, to get back to the actual topic of the podcast, this book talks about Lincoln's time at the old soldier's home, and has some fascinating stories about how Lincoln commuted back and forth between the sanctuary, his sanctuary there at the old soldier's home, and the White House, and how he even sometimes would leave early on purpose so that he would not have an escorted guard as he did that. And, I told some of my students some of this stuff while we were talking about Lincoln a little bit recently, and it's just really hard to believe how the presidency has changed from Lincoln's time to today. You know, the amount of detail to security and, guarding the president and stuff. Even though Lincoln was president during a civil war and in some cases was actually fairly close to military action, he would sometimes just take his horse and be walking down the streets of Washington, D.C. with no military escort, no guard, just completely crazy, to think about that. It also talks quite a bit about how, Lincoln would receive visitors both at the White House and at the old soldier's home. You just had to physically go to the site, either the White House or the old soldier's home, and just kind of get in line, and you could meet the president and, voice your opinion or make a request. They even talk a little bit about one person that came very late in the night. Some of these people might have actually been a little bit inebriated, but they would come and they would see the president at the old soldier's home sometimes and like wake up the president and talk to him during the middle of the night. So very interesting how security and the role of the president's kind of changed. But the book talks about a lot of things that are related to the historical side of Lincoln as well. It's not just about a house, it's not just about a physical location, but it gives us quite a bit of insight to a Lincoln that I don't think has really been written about that much in the past. It's a very unique perspective. It talks about some of the people that guarded Lincoln while he was there. It talks about how Lincoln would sometimes go out and walk through some of the cemeteries They were very close to the old soldiers' home. And, you know, this was during the Civil War. They were constantly burying soldiers that had just died in battle. And you can really envision Lincoln walking around these cemeteries and, you know, the fresh graves of the soldiers. And he's struggling in his mind with, you know, issues like the Emancipation Proclamation and, you know, what he should do as far as, you know, boosting up the numbers of the military, things like that. It also talks a little bit about how Lincoln, you know, struggled with some of the issues that were happening with his own family and the loss of some of his sons and things like that. So it's a very interesting look at Lincoln. I learned a lot about Lincoln in a different context. Again, you know, you learn a lot about the Emancipation Proclamation in this book from the physicality of where he's at, when he's writing it, when he's thinking about it. But it just makes it a little bit deeper, knowledge for me. And then it also has a chronology at the back that talks about different things relating to Lincoln at the old soldier's home. So very fascinating, lots and lots of detail here. They do have a website for the Lincoln Cottage, and you can find that link on our blog. Our blog is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And this will be posted sometime probably later in March of 2009 if you're looking chronologically on the blog there. Just a really neat website that goes along with the Lincoln Cottage so you can find out more. They do have a blog that's a really well-kept up blog, lots of detail. You can check out some things there. I was just looking at it the other day and saw a neat thing about Lincoln's commute and a little video that they have, and I hope to do a little podcast about that in the future. But you can find out more about this site. And I can't wait to go back to Washington, D.C. in the future. The next time I go, one of the places that I definitely want to see is the Lincoln Cottage, because the last time I was there, they were still remodeling things. We walked in the visitor center, and they were literally like putting down tile and painting things and stuff like that. So I definitely want to check it out. It's a new Lincoln site that I think many people will find in the next couple of years. So definite suggestion for anybody out there that loves Lincoln or kind of wants a different perspective. Again, the title is Lincoln's Sanctuary, Abraham Lincoln and the Soldier's Home. It's published by Oxford University Press, and it's by Matthew Pinsker. So, great suggestion. Let me know if you've read it and you have any comments about it. You can leave a comment on the blog, or my email is available at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So, thanks for listening to the podcast, and until we meet again, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll see you again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome. You can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.